Identity Theft by Gavin Mills. Introduction. What is identity theft and how does it work? Identity theft has been around in one form or another for many years, but today's technology is providing new ways for people to steal our personal information. Identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in the UK, and a recent Home Office quote put the overall cost of identity fraud to the UK economy at a staggering £1.72 billion. The Credit Industry Fraud Avoidance System, or CFAS, the UK's fraud prevention service, estimates that identity fraud accounts for criminal cash flow of £10 million per day. Estimates from the Association for Payment Clearing Services, or APACS, the body that deals with fraud relating to bank and credit cards, reveal that all credit card crime has grown from £95 million in 1998 to £504 million in 2005. It is estimated that benefit fraud costs UK taxpayers £3 billion a year, and identity fraud is a significant portion of this. Estimates from CFAS suggest that in 2006, the number of victims of impersonation was up 19.1% when compared with 2005. These figures suggest that the criminals are one step ahead of the agencies and companies whose job it is to protect our data. Initiatives are being introduced rapidly to combat this new kind of crime, but it's clear that this is a problem that is not going away. If your details are stolen and purchases are made in your name, you are not liable for the debts incurred. However, apart from the headache which accompanies having to prove to the